B-Pod Studios.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Aww. Thank you.
This is Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your January 21st, 2020.
I feel every time we
breathe in, blow out.
The date thing, it's like one of those hostages things where they put up the newspaper so you could see the date. It's like, we're proving to you we're here. January 21st, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
We're live.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Doing well.
Lorraine says she's cold and... She said it's freaking cold out, and it is cold, don't get me wrong, but it's also only 27 degrees. It's not like it's 14.
27 degrees is too cold for my Miami blood, and I think I'm actually for global warming now. Like, today, I think I'm going to go outside and spray an aerosol can into the ozone.
Yeah. You're a terrible, terrible human being.
I'm totally joking, but, like, this literally is too cold for me.
And then I said to Lorraine off the air, Roy, I said, you know, I don't know if it's so cold out or we've been spoiled with warmer temperatures in the winter. And then when it gets down to be 27 degrees, you're freezing. But really, 27 degrees isn't that cold.
It is. It is. When we left work yesterday, I was punched in the face with whatever that was.
It's 7 degrees at Beach Mountain right now.
It's awful. I felt assaulted walking in my car.
Oh, man. Let's talk about yesterday and do your day in 30 seconds. What did you do yesterday, Lorraine?
Roy and I went to brunch together.
I did.
Yeah, we went over to the Manchester. We got out of here decently early yesterday, so we just went over there. I watched everybody have a glass of wine or two.
Yeah. I wanted you to drink, but I also didn't know, like, is that socially acceptable?
No. I mean, here's the thing.
Do people freak out if you drink?
Some people have a glass of wine or a sip of wine or whatever. I haven't as much as taken an Advil this pregnancy. So I'm like, I'm good, you know? Yeah. But it was fine. And I haven't really missed drinking at this point. Like, it's social. So as long as I'm being social, I feel fine.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good time. I've had brunch there before, but I didn't realize they had prosciutto and melon, which is so good because it's like salty and sweet and delicious. So, yeah, it was, I ate all my food. There was nothing left. No take-home leftovers.
Good. Yeah, the Manchester. We love that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, Roy, what did you do after that?
I had meetings with the tax guy.
Poor Roy.
Is that why you drank a bottle of wine?
I had meeting with the tax, yes. And then I had to finalize some real estate education and real estate business stuff. But you know, I guess for my day in 30 seconds, what was interesting this morning, I didn't realize how cold it really was. I just thought it was nippy. I didn't realize it was like below freezing cold.
Right.
So I saw my tree poops on my car. Like something falls and explodes on my car because I don't have a car garage anymore. So I saw this little mark and I went to go activate the water while I'm driving, by the way, to rinse it off. And my windshield immediately freezes. Immediately. And I can't see out of my car. And I almost nail like three trash cans.
Oh my gosh.
Trash day. And I'm like, okay, the gas station is at the corner. Just let me get to the corner and I'll wait there. I'll wait this out.
So I'm like, you don't have the Defrosco? You don't start your car before you get in?
No, man. Oh. So I had my car was still cold. So I had to like go to QT. I stopped, got me some food.
Nice.
Yeah. What's your day in 30 seconds?
It was last night, actually. I was watching the news yesterday and Brad Panovich from WCNC said that there's a space station flyover at 6:33, which is a really good time because we are done with dinner. And so the International Space Station, I texted my buddy Dave and his kids came out and Dean and I went out on the street and the space station literally like went right down our street.
You could see it?
Yeah. And Brad tells you on his Twitter or Insta, I think it's WX Brad at Weather Brad, like which direction to look in the sky. So for once you can activate your compass on your phone. You never need that unless you're lost in the woods. What?
We're just going to let that go.
Okay.
What?
Just nothing.
You said it funny.
Nothing.
That's okay. Compass?
It's not a compass.
What is it?
A compass.
Huh. So for once, you can activate that thing because nobody ever uses the compass. And we saw it, yeah, and it went down the street. Now, the other thing
was... Is it just a dot?
Yeah, it's a dot that...
Does it look like a shooting star?
No, it's slower than that. It looks like an airplane that doesn't blink.
Huh.
But my neighbor Dave, because we had some questions we didn't know the answers to. But the other thing that was really cool was that two women did a spacewalk yesterday on that thing.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. So I went home and I watched that for a little bit on, I saw that on socials. And then we saw it fly over last night. It's 248 miles above Earth, the International Space Station, and it's traveling at 18,000 miles an hour. It orbits the Earth about 16 times a day.
Why does that not seem that far away from us?
248 miles?
Yeah.
Right?
I guess not, yeah.
That's like the distance of like here in Virginia.
You can drive that.
Just sitting up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, it was kind of cool to see it. So thanks, Brad, for the tip. And then Dean is going to tell his teacher tomorrow when he goes back to school.
Very cool.
A little science corner. Speaking of Dean, I got to talk to you guys because he told Amanda on all three of you.
Oh, you too.
Okay, well, all of you are in trouble for what happened off the air yesterday. We'll get into that. up next, though, what you wear to bed, Loren, and what it says about you.
Mm.
Not you specifically, but we'll talk about that coming up. Just around 6:20 this morning. Plus $1,000 for you, 8 a.m. cash codes back on KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The name is Louis Capaldi.
Capaldi.
Someone you loved. By the way, it sounds like a good Italian sauce or something. Come over to Capaldi's.
I think I would say Capaldi.
Capaldi?
But then I also said compass. And
who knows, man? Just wing it.
And
that's
I say
what we're doing.
Sasquatch, and you laugh at that.
Yeah. That ain't right.
Well, how do you say it?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch? Uh-huh. Sasquatch. I don't know. It doesn't work for me. Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Sasquatch.
It's squatch. Sasquatch.
Yeah.
No, it's like SH at the end, isn't it?
It's like a TCH, I believe. Oh, well.
Really? Are we going to
go to get down?
Okay.
It's a TCH.
Oh, yeah. Sasquatch. Yeah, I don't say squatch. You're right. I say squash. I call him Bigfoot anyway.
Yeah, let's be real. That's who he really is.
I don't know who came up with Sasquatch.
Probably some German.
My mom will say, she's so Brooklyn, New York, lived in New Jersey her whole life, moved down to Waxhaw in 2015 to be closer to the grandkids, like a lot of, you know, parents did. And when I talk to her, I just forget sometimes. Because she'll say, like, so your cousin's in New Orleans, and...
instead of saying New Orleans.
Right. And then what else did she say the other day? God, she said something. I was going to correct her, but it's not worth correcting at this point.
Virginia has a lot of one of those weird cities. Like, there's a... It's spelled like Galax, but it's Galax.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Like, spelled the... Like, you would spell it in Louisiana, like... G-U-A-E-X or something like that?
No, it's G-A-L-A-X, but people saw like Galax or Galax, but it's Galax.
I don't know.
And then it's Norfolk, not Norfolk.
Yeah.
Norfolk.
Yeah, not that. That's a cuss word.
I was trying to explain to our au pair Elena the other day, like, breaking my accent from growing up in Pittsburgh was so hard for me because all of my O's were A's and we just said weird stuff.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, what do you mean your O's were A's? And I was like, instead of saying down, we would say Don or the Haas or Tan. You know, everything was this weird accent.
Yeah. So someone who's trying to learn the English language then has to realize that there's things that you say different parts of the country differently.
Yeah. So she's like, so I should never like...
Go
to Pittsburgh. I was like, probably not. At least not without me.
If you listen back to my old radio shows from like when I first started in morning radio in 98, I mean...
Were you full on Jersey?
I mean, I was like, get out of here. Open the drawer. What are you waiting for? And then like my program director was like, you got to get more of a neutral accent,
right.
You know, if you're going to move out of New Jersey, which was my plan. I was like, okay. So I worked on it. But sometimes even on this show, I'll listen back to a podcast. When I raise my voice and I get, like, heated, comes out.
Yeah, it's ingrained in you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Roy?
I'll, like, talk to my mother, and then Sterling will be giving me weird looks, and he's like, you got really Southern. I'm like, well, that's where I'm from. I don't know what to tell you. So when I talk to her, I get back into it.
It's in my roots, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so don't go anywhere, you guys. Depending on what you wear to bed says a lot about you. Like, for people that sleep naked... There's a list for you. for people that sleep in just a t-shirt and underwear, there's a list for you. People that wear like a nightie, there's a list for you. We got it all right here on this list. And you know our list don't lie. We'll do it at 6:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What you wear to bed may say a lot about you and your personality, according to SWNSdigital.com.
Okay. I'd be very interested to see what they say about my nighttime choices.
Me too.
Are you are you a nude wearer? Are you go to bed naked? Are you a PJ wearer, or are you t-shirt and underwear, or are you a nightie, Roy?
Full on nude.
Full on nude?
Yeah.
Every night?
Every night.
Even with these cold temperatures?
It's pretty warm underneath my bed.
You're making me cold.
Listen, I'm kind of right there with you. So what happens to me, and it's seasonal for me, in the summer, I'm like a t-shirt and underwear kind of person. But in the winter, I go to bed like I'm going to the North Pole. Like fleece pants, turtleneck, like the whole nine yards. And then at some point, everything comes off.
Yeah.
Like I wrestle it off in the middle of the night because I'm so hot I get comfortable.
You start off cold.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way too. All right. For those people who sleep entirely nude, you're more likely to be introverted. Oh. You're more likely to be a night owl. You're more likely to move furniture on an average of 5 times a week.
Hey.
And you're
you're halfway there.
And you're a 5 out of 10 in your confidence rating.
Oh, that's not good. 5 out of 10 in confidence? I think I'm way more confident than that.
And
I
that
agree.
Doesn't make any sense to me. If you're sleeping naked, like, I would think that you would be more than 50% confident, yeah. And I wouldn't think that you were an introvert.
I walk in, look at me naked. I have no issues with that.
He's a little introverted, though.
I am. I'm social. Well, okay, I actually talked about this yesterday at lunch with Loren. I was like, you guys are catching me at a moment where I'm awake, and I'm not tired, and I want to talk. I was in a very talkative mood yesterday. Mm. And then there's other times where I'm like, I had 4 hours of sleep, and I had to go talk for 4 hours right after that. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do anything.
For those who wear pajamas to bed, you're more likely to be an extrovert.
Okay.
Interesting.
More likely to be a mix of a night owl and an early bird. You move furniture about 4 times a week, and you're 6 out of 10 on your confidence rating.
You know what I do since I sleep in the nude? I do keep clothes very nearby my bed in case there's an emergency. Because last thing I need to do is, like, my house catch on fire and I'm standing out in the road naked.
Me too. There's, like, a pile of clothes next to my bed.
It's funny that you think of that.
These people, like, nobody's confident is what you're telling me.
Well, the underwear and t-shirt.
6 out of 10 and a 5 out of 10?
The underwear and t-shirt, extroverted. Most likely to move furniture 3 times a week, but their confidence rating, shirts and just underwear, is a 7 out of 10 in the confidence ranking.
Hmm.
And what was the other one? A nightie. A nightie in the confidence ranking was only a 2 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. But that's like, I don't know. I picture the nightie to be like an old, like, every movie depicts somebody wearing a nightie as an older woman.
My grandmother used to wear one.
My sister-in-law wears one, and I think it's the funniest thing. She'll be in my house, and her, like, slippers and her nightie, and I'm like, so weird.
Yeah. Would you like a glass of milk before bed? I'll warm it up for you.
Right? I know. And even, I mean, like, I was watching, like, I turned on the TV the other day, and a soap opera was on, like, As the World Turns or something, and the woman was, like, probably in her 50s, and she had a nightie on it. It was, like, somewhat of a say. It was, like, red, and had, like, a little, you know, frill around it or something, and I was like, that's somewhat sexy, but she's going to bed. You know, what's your purpose here? All right, Lorraine, what's going on in the world? What do we need to keep an eye on this morning?
All right, so Tim Tebow can finally turn in his V card. He got married to his longtime Miss Universe girlfriend in South Africa in a sunset ceremony in front of 260 people.
So he's now allowed to move furniture.
Yes.
So did she wear a nightie?
Do you think it happened last night?
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it was quick, but yeah.
He's definitely a full PJ sleeper, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, like, he probably lit candles, and you know how, like, candles, they melt the candle? It wasn't even melted by the time it was done.
Yeah.
He lit all these candles, get all romantic.
It was still flickering from you lighting it.
We actually have audio.
Oh, of the night?
Yeah.
Whoa, there it went.
All right. The Bachelor was last night, and if you're looking for a quick recap, of course, it ended in drama and tears like it did the last 2 weeks. Sydney's trying to expose somebody for being fake. Demi returns. So if you want to recap on that, we'll get it for you at kiss951.com. And J-Lo, the character that she depicted in the movie Hustlers, has a new hustle. She was supposed to write a book. She sold 45,000 copies made over $1 million, and then all of a sudden the book deal disappears.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So if you want more information, you can head to kiss951.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
I need the following people front and center in a microphone, please. I need Loren, I need Roy, and I need Nicole.
I messed up.
Present.
Dean ratted you guys out. He was here yesterday, and he told Amanda on you three, and I have to give you guys a stern lecture this morning.
I wasn't even that bad.
Off-air behavior? Unacceptable. We'll discuss coming up in 7 minutes.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
With all the conversation,
because Nicole looks wonderful. Does the shoes match up with
you? Yeah, well, they're black, like they're boot loafers. Yeah.
You are all dressed up today.
Okay. Hey, God, you got a meeting?
No,
you just got. This is my first time seeing you today.
You signing your contract today? Is that contract attire?
It's just what I pulled out.
Well,
looks like you
have,
live in New York City or something.
I know.
Very chic.
You are. You
sweet.
Wonderful. You look awesome. Okay. Sorry.
Now, you look great, but your behavior around my son, the three of you, is absolutely unacceptable yesterday.
I was like, don't act like you're an angel. I heard you drop a couple, too.
And my son, Dean, was here yesterday. For those people that might not know, he came in. He has off. So he was sitting here, and every time the microphone would go off, there was some conversation, and the words that came out of my coworkers' mouths was reported to my wife through Dean.
I feel like it's not my fault, though.
You weren't as much included in the conversation.
Okay. Because, well, one, I don't think I was as heavy as Loren and Nicole.
I only had one incident.
It was a bad incident.
And mine were little incidents.
And I had to stop you. He just didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Well, but
you were farther away.
And my thing is where I sit in the studio and where Dean was sitting, I couldn't see the guy. So I would forget that he's in here because he was on his phone being quiet, you know, and being a kid.
Yeah, and I think, I'm right there with you, Roy. Even though I could see him, like, we're just not used to having kids in the studio.
No.
And having to tailor what we do.
Well, let me tell you, when we turn these microphones off, it is just filth in this room. It's so filthy.
Amanda, I played the match game for her yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We played the match game with Dean and a listener yesterday around 9:10. And so I played that for her, and her mom is in town to go to the Celine Dion concert tonight at the Spectrum Center, so her mom's here. And so her grandma said, how was it? Was it fun? And Amanda said, did you have fun? And Dean said, yeah, but they talk really, really bad. And so Amanda goes, they talk bad about each other? I go, yeah, we do that too, but no, there's language that goes on when the microphones go off because... Again, we are such a close-knit group. We're four friends that sit in here.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just, when you're talking, just let those words slip out. But I'm guilty of it, too. Okay? I didn't tell Amanda that. I walked around last night.
You saw us go down in flames? Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I wasn't depicted yesterday as the villain, so I wanted to gloat in that.
Yeah, you walked around. Like, I don't know what's wrong with them, sweetheart. I'll talk to them. Mm-hmm. We'll fix this. They'll know better.
But at one point, Nicole gave the double whammy, the two worst ones you could use. And we go, whoa, Nicole. And
she didn't even know she said it.
You didn't even know you said the king mother of all the words.
No, had no idea.
I just said the S. Yeah, but there was another one that came after that. Anyway, thank you guys, though. Dean did have a lot of fun yesterday.
Good.
So I know he's excited for that. And hopefully he doesn't tell his teacher when she says how he's going to the radio station.
Well, Roy, Loren, Nicole, they cuss all the time.
Nicole's got some mouth on her. 937 said, texted in and said, I think Nicole's interviewing today. That's why she's dressed up.
Interviewing? Oh. You're resigning. You don't need to interview for your job again.
Interviewing out of the city.
Oh.
Are you?
I just literally picked something out of my closet.
Okay. That would be a quick turn.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I don't know where she could go. The other radio company did all the jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're proud to be part of the Beasley family, I'll tell you that.
Where could you go?
I was sure to send a note to Bruce, the owner, right after the whole iHeart thing went down, just to reiterate how much I love working for the company.
Thanks for keeping us employed, bud.
Yeah. Hey, get a picture of producer Nicole and post it up at the MRL show so everybody can see what we're talking
really
about.
Good today.
No. Okay.
Why not?
No.
Yeah, come on. They want to see.
Everything's fine.
All right. Coming up. Speaking about
the way you're standing here.
Speaking about everything.
Oh, she's running.
She's running out.
What was that?
She just ran out. We'll try and sneak a picture, y'all.
We'll get one.
All right, Lorraine, this screams you. The craziest things taken by the TSA in 2019.
I am happy to report I've never had anything taken from me from TSA.
She just had to explain it.
They tried to take something from you.
Yep, they sure did.
We'll talk about that and give you the list at 6:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Lorraine Morning Show. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, our buddy Maney was busted by his wife for doing something, and we're going to pry the information out of him.
But first, we found this article about the most unusual things that TSA has confiscated from people in 2019. And I've had a lot of things in question going through TSA. Never had anything confiscated. But my...
A lot of things, you say?
Yeah, I've had like three things. So my face roller always gets pulled out because they think that it's a personal item.
Looks like a toy.
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to bring those on the plane?
I don't know, but they always pull it out because they don't know what it is. And then they're like waving it around TSA, and I'm like, it's a face roller. Yeah. They're like, sure it is.
By the way, hers was battery operated too, which is really
weird. It wasn't. The one you got me was battery operated.
And by the way, let's back up. Like Clever Trevor, our digital intern's in here this morning. Do you even know what a face roller is?
Like, I do not know what a face roller
exactly.
is.
You're throwing it out there like people know what a face roller is.
It's like, I don't know. It's a face tool that takes the puffiness away from your face. Like, you can basically roll the acids that make your face puffy out.
You know when a steamroller goes over the asphalt?
That's what the face roller does.
That's what it is. Okay. I've had that. I've tried to take a cake through security, and they told me that I couldn't, which is not true. You can take food through security.
Here's what happened. Loren tried to get the cake, Roy, through TSA. Mm-hmm. The TSA tried to confiscate it and were... Unsuccessful.
No. You scare TSA.
No, they were like, I'm sorry, you can't take it. And I was like, what do you mean I can't take it? It fits through. I can take a stroller through here, and if it fits through the x-ray machine, I'm fine. I'm like, can't you just x-ray the cake? And they did. The other crazy things that people have taken on or tried to take through TSA is moose poop.
Moose poop?
Don't know why. Guess maybe if you're coming back from Canada, you wanted to...
And it gets stopped?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say so because you can't take liquids, and poo can be a liquid.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a lot of liquid from a moose, by the way.
Yeah?
Yep.
Butcher knife?
What? Yeah, you idiot. What'd you think?
Yeah, don't know why. Although, I did get bullets through TSA one time. Not on purpose. They were just in my purse, and I didn't realize it until I was on the other side.
Goes on with you.
I know.
You know what the problem is? You go to the airport too much.
Yeah, probably.
You're always flying somewhere. You're bound to get picked for something.
A power saw. Yeah, I would imagine you can't take that through. An airbag, which I don't understand why an airbag would be taken away. I guess you could use it as a weapon.
I guess.
Flares. Also see that. A samurai sword.
No.
Duh.
No,
you can't do that. Although it wouldn't surprise me if you somehow magically get it on.
It's a piece of art. I don't understand. Maybe it was framed. I don't know. I mean, I would assume that you still can't take that on, even if it is.
Framed? Yeah. You can just break the frame.
Yeah. And then a blow dart gun in Orlando. That was not shocking to me. A snake.
A real snake?
Yeah.
It's a first service animal, support animal.
Yeah. Like, sir, you're going to have to check that.
Yeah.
We have the list of the entire things confiscated by the TSA in 2019 up at kiss951.com. It was under the blog category.
I remember Sterling tried to bring through, that's my partner, he tried to bring through he went to the Harry Potter world down at Disney. He tried to bring that wand through the airport.
Mm. And they wouldn't let him take it?
Well, they couldn't. Well, no, they stopped and they questioned him too. But on the camera, it's interesting, it looked like a major knife. It looked like a big weapon.
Yeah,
like,
they just have to check.
Yeah.
I remember like after 9/11 when security got really tight, it was like MSNBC.com, like one of those news websites put up a virtual screening game to see what the screeners see.
Mm.
Because the x-ray machine goes through, it's hard to depict.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And like, I went 8 for 10. I missed 8 out of 10 things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, I didn't mean to take bullets through. They were, like, just sprinkled at the bottom of my bag because we were at the range.
I was going to say, what's going on in your life where you just have bullets sprinkled around in your...
We went to the range. We had, like, 5 left. So instead of putting them back in the box, I just threw them in my bag and forgot about them.
No, Loren, that's a bad idea.
All right, Manny, you got caught doing something and you're embarrassed?
Yeah, like multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to talk to him. Give us five. It's Kiss.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
The $1,000 Kiss cash code returns today at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
So, my daughter, Ruby, who is about to turn 18 months old, which is just crazy to me, she's got a little baby doll. You know, I was showing it to Roy and Loren, and it's up, actually, at the MRL show on our story, I believe.
Is it a stuffed animal?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't sound a real baby, Loren.
Well, no, I know, but there's like the hard face, it's like a little, embodied.
Yeah, she's a little baby doll, and she's got a passy that's magnetic, and the passy can go in or out of the mouth, you know, based on whether or not the baby's crying. Amanda, my wife, has caught me more than once with this baby, and I don't even realize I'm doing it, and it's super embarrassing. And so I'm challenging other people out there. I'm just using this as a jump-off point, y'all. The baby doll. But I'm challenging other people out there to call in and tell us the embarrassing thing you caught your spouse doing.
Well, what were you doing with the baby doll?
On more than one occasion, if the baby doll is laying on the floor and the passy's somewhere else, or the doll's like laying on the couch and the passy's somewhere else, I will get the passy, I will get the doll, and I'll prop the doll up next to me on the couch. And Amanda goes, what are you doing? Like, you and that doll. In fact, it got so bad that I think Sunday night she took it and whipped it and, like, threw it, like off the couch.
Wow.
Because she wanted to sit next to me. And I literally, without even thinking about it, just, like, took the doll, sat it up and put it in between me and Amanda and, like, kept my eye on the TV. I was just kind of, like, doing, like, one of these things. And Amanda was like, would you stop with the doll?
You have dad instincts even for kids.
But it's embarrassing because there's other times too where she's caught me where she hasn't been around and she'll come downstairs and the doll's sitting next to me with the pacifier in its mouth and she'll go, did you put the doll there? Did you set the doll up?
Are you lonely?
I'm not. I don't know. It's just a weird habit.
I'm not being...
And it's embarrassing.
But I'm not being funny by that comment. Like, I wonder if you're just subconsciously lonely and like to feel like somebody's there.
Aww.
You think?
A buddy watching TV with you.
I don't know.
Is that where your brain is going? I mean,
you had Kasha for a long time, and then, like, now the kids, and, like, maybe subconsciously you just don't like to be alone, buddy.
The Manny Chronicles. The Baby Doll and Loneliness, Part 1.
I'm looking at the baby. It'd be a lot weirder if you told me that you go around kicking it in the face.
Yeah, no. No, and quite honestly, when Amanda threw the doll the other day, I was like, what are you doing?
It's a baby doll.
We don't throw baby. And I love when Ruby picks up baby because I'll do a whole thing where the baby's crying. And, I'll do like, wah, 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 baby's crying. Ruby, go get the passy. Find the passy. And she'll bring me the passy, and then she'll take the baby, put the passy in, and pat the baby's back. Aww. And it's the cutest thing ever.
That's sweet.
But when Ruby's in bed, or Ruby's with the nanny, like if I go home today, and the baby's on the ground, and the passy's not near it, I will put the passy into the baby's mouth, and then like put the baby on the chair sitting up. I don't know why, but I get caught, and I was totally embarrassed the other day.
It's all right, buddy. There's some people that like to play with baby dolls. You're one of them. If you caught your spouse secretly doing something, let us know. 704-570-9595. Also, Texas Studios. Send us a DM at the MRL Show. Here's Maroon 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Well, a lot of people are saying that I'm lonely or I missed my baby, which is why I was embarrassed that my wife caught me.
Yes.
Picking up my daughter's baby doll and putting the pacifier in. And, like, if the baby doll is ever laying on the floor and the passy's not near the baby, I put them together and then set the baby up in the chair. And, like, I never noticed I was doing it till my wife was like, would you stop with the baby? And then we want to know, like, what's an embarrassing thing that you caught your spouse doing? Because playing with the baby doll is kind of embarrassing, y'all.
We're getting a lot of text messages into the studio. 704 texted in, sniffing rubber gloves.
I caught my husband shredding barbecue with bear claws and making growling sounds and other animal noises while he was doing it.
Just tearing the meat.
910 said, when my husband and I first started dating, I walked on him dyeing his hair. And he wanted to get rid of his grays. He was really embarrassed.
Okay. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But then a lot of people are also texting saying, like, it's okay, Manny.
Yeah.
They think it's kind of sweet that's what I did.
Well, and I think we can all agree if you were harming the baby doll, that'd be weird.
No. Nobody must harm the baby doll.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you're being very loving to it.
Someone said, I came home one day to find my husband pooping on the toilet with the door opening while singing Five Little Ducks. With our one-year-old in a high chair.
We sing a lot of kids' songs in our house, and we don't even realize we're doing it.
I came home from a girl's night out and found my tattoo-having, Harley-riding, grunge-guitar-playing husband vacuuming in his underwear singing Toxic by Britney Spears.
Yeah!
You know, I'm not Love even it. Mad at you for that, but Dallas has caught me, like, singing into my brush before. You know when you got, like, one of those good jam sessions going on? And he came around, he thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
I woke up to a whimpering sound, and when I reached the living room, I realized it wasn't the TV. It was my husband who was crying during an episode of This Is Us.
Aww.
You know what this whole baby doll thing is? You know how they have, like, with the weathers, they have watches and warnings? You're in the watch category. Like, this isn't our problem yet. This isn't that weird. But we're just keeping an eye. Okay. Like, we have an advisory out. Maybe a watch has been issued.
But
if you start feeding it and cradling it, we're going to put out a full-on warning.
Someone said, I think it's sweet. I bought my husband a stuffed dog in order to convince him to buy me a puppy. Well, he loves the thing. Now he doesn't want the dog. He says the stuffed dog is enough. It backfired on her.
He doesn't poop or pee.
Nope.
You love on it.
All right, let's turn the spotlight from me and my baby doll, a fascination, to Roy.
Yes. So over the weekend, through much request, I did a Q&A on Insta. It was my first one ever, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you hear this, Lauren? Did you see it?
Oh, I did. Okay. I was the one who told him to do it.
Well, we have some clips. We're going to play back some clips. And one of them includes a question that Roy was asked by someone. Are you Manny or Lauren's godparent to their kids? And Roy's answer was a little surprising. We'll explain at 7:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. So coming up here at 8 o'clock, we get your chance at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. But over the weekend, Lauren said I should do this. We had listeners wanting us to do it, but we did a Q&A on Instagram. As my first one hosting one ever, and it's an opportunity where you get to ask us anything you want. And it was rainy and cold and dreary, and I opened up a couple bottles of wine and just kicked back and...
Here's the truth. Roy is drunk and answering questions. Will Roy get engaged this year was one of the questions that someone asked. And as he's sitting on the couch next to his partner, Sterling, and a dog, Callie, this is what he said.
Will I be engaged this year?
And no answer over there.
Wow.
And we only bought a house together. If we break up, it's already messy.
Even Sterling turned the question to Callie, the dog.
I know. Like, nobody wanted to answer the question.
Slid over that one. Someone said, hey, are you a godparent to either Lauren's son, Cash, or either one of Manny's kids, Dean or Ruby?
Oh, I'm not. And let me tell you, I don't want to be. I can barely take care of myself. My dog is a task. I can't be a godparent. And if I was Lauren's godparents, there's no way I could afford that lifestyle.
I literally messaged him like right afterwards, and I was like, hey, I got one on the way. Needs a godparent.
Who are Cash's godparents?
My sister-in-law and her husband.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no way I could do it. I mean, Cash had a petting zoo at his first birthday. He's going to look back at the photos, and he's going to go, wait, what went wrong? And I'll be like, well, Well, son.
Your mom found out that your dad was cheating on her. And so they're both in jail. And
I'm here.
Here
I am.
Here
I feel like it's the you know how Harry and Meghan have the kid?
Yep.
That kid one day is going to figure out that he could have been royal. Like, he could have been a prince.
He's like, Mom, Dad, what was that?
That's how it'd be if I was a godparent. The kid'd be like, what? I get you?
Real quick, because I wanted to sneak this one in. One more. Roy, you're working in the morning and the afternoons. Is that permanent?
I think so. A lot of people wanted more of the Manny Roy and the Wrench show. So why'd you laugh at that? Do you get me in the afternoon? I'm not. And let me tell you,
that's an old clip. Okay.
I love Sterling's laugh.
Yeah, I know. He laughed when I said people wanted more Manny Roy in the Red.
Our significant others keep us in check.
I know they hate our jobs. Still to come. I really don't know if I'm permanent. I'm just...
Hey, we like listening to you in the afternoon, bud.
Filling in for now.
Yeah. Hey, we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren. It's time for 5 pop culture questions already. It's already that time.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Take Loren down. Call now.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Jamie, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Go ahead and kick her out of the studio for us, Jamie.
All right, Loren, get out.
Okay, going.
Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door is open, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Jamie, one of the few like us working today on MLK Day. Here we go. Question one. Prince Harry broke his silence, and so did his wife's father. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
The First Lady and former President Barack Obama shared her 2020 workout playlist. Who is that? Who is the former First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
And this Kardashian, known for helping with prison reform, debuted her trailer for her new documentary called Justice Project.
Kim Kardashian.
This iconic talk show powerhouse was just in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Huff.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah, this iconic talk show powerhouse was just in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Huff.
Oprah?
Question number 5. The SAG Awards were last night. Brad Pitt again won, and he made a joke about this dating app while accepting his award.
God. I've been married for too long. I have no idea.
All right. No answer there. Well, you want to just guess? Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Plenty of Fish? I don't know.
All right. Come on in, Loren. We'll accept that answer.
Okay.
Okay, Jamie got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Prince Harry broke his silence, and so did his wife's father. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
1-1.
And former First Lady of former President Barack Obama, she shared her 2020 workout playlist. Who was the former First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
Or who is the former?
2-2.
And this Kardashian, known for helping with prison reform, debuted her trailer for her new documentary called Justice Project.
Kim Kardashian. West.
3-3.
And this iconic talk show host, Powerhouse, was in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Huff.
Oprah.
4-4.
Thank you. We have some clips we'll play of Oprah later.
Okay.
The SAG Awards were last night, and Brad Pitt again won an award for Best Supporting Actor and made a joke about this dating app during his speech.
Tinder?
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Jamie said plenty of fish. Final score 5-4. The menu at 41 wins.
He said he was going to put the statue, it was the SAG Awards, and he was going to put the SAG Awards statue on his Tinder profile picture.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Brad Pitt does not need a dating app. He just needs to call me. All right, Jamie.
You're married.
It's okay. Dallas won't mind. Jamie, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
Yep. I'm Jamie, and I can't be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Jamie.
Thanks, bye.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
You know, it's a new year with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. That means some new segments. We want to try something new. It's called The Gossip Box. And I think out of all the segments we do, this is something that could just tear us apart.
So we're going to explain at 7:50 how it works and what we're doing. And then just after 8, we'll open it up and pull out something from The Gossip Box.
Okay, you're going to want to hear this. Don't go anywhere.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Hey, Mandy. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Loren for the very first time.
I know. I'm excited. A little nervous, but I'm excited.
All right. Don't think of all your friends and family listening. Just focus on the question.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure.
Mandy, go ahead and kick Loren out of the studio.
All right, Loren. You know what I'm going to say. You got to get out.
I'm going.
All right. Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Okay, Justin Bieber was thrown out of a gym recently because this queen of the Swifties wanted a private workout. Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
Swae Lee said he wanted to do the national anthem at the Super Bowl next year. What pop star is performing it this year that will mark her first live performance since her overdose?
My girl, Demi Lovato.
Ooh, question three. We wonder if Angelina Jolie cares at all the pictures and memes going around about her ex-husband and Jennifer Aniston at the SAG Awards. We're getting feels. Who is her ex-husband?
Brad Pitt.
Question four. Tim Tebow and his girlfriend have officially tied the knot overseas. True or false, Tim Tebow played football for the Panthers?
False.
Question five. Mac Miller's producers appear to have confirmed that his Thank You Next ex-girlfriend has some background vocals on his new album. Which ex are we talking about?
Ariana Grande.
You did really well. Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Mandy got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okie dokie.
Here we go, Miss Confident. Question one. Justin Bieber was recently thrown out of a gym because this queen of the Swifties wanted a private workout.
Taylor Swift.
Swae Lee said he wanted to do the national anthem at the Super Bowl next year. What pop star is performing it this year, which will mark her first live performance since her overdose?
Demi Lovato.
We wonder if Angelina Jolie cares at all the pictures and memes going around about her ex-husband and Jennifer Aniston at the SAG Awards. They're catching feels, so are we. Who's her ex?
Brad Pitt.
Question four, Tim Tebow and his girlfriend have officially tied the knot overseas. True or false, he played football for the Panthers.
False.
Mac Miller's producer appears to have confirmed that his Thank You Next ex-girlfriend has some background vocals on his new album. Which ex are we talking about?
Ariana Grande.
Loren, Tim Tebow, when he first started.
You forgot about that preseason
game. Nice try.
All right, you got them all correct, Loren. It's a tie.
Hey, I'll tell you this. Tebow did play for the Patriots. A lot of people don't remember that.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, that's right, Mandy.
That's the only way I knew
him. All right, Mandy. It is a tie, not quite a win, so you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
Hi, my name's Mandy from El Holly, and I can't beat Loren.
Mandy, great first try.
Oh, I'll try again sometime later this year. I promise. All right.
Yes.
Thanks,
Mandy.
Thanks
for playing.
Yay. See ya.
Bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Don't go anywhere, Mandy. Stay with us. Hang up the phone and keep the radio on.
Yeah, are you in a dating slump? Is it really tough to be dating right now? Well, we're going to tell you why you don't need to worry about it, and we're going to find out who in the MRL family is even in a worse dating slump than you. Don't go anywhere in 5 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So if you're in a dating slump, you can get really down on yourself. Especially since, like, the week we came back after the holiday, they said that Sunday before everybody goes back to work after the first of the year is, like, the biggest year for people to jump on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, I'm washing out 2019 and 2018. I had bad dates. So I'm going to start 2020 off with dating. Well, not so fast, says this article.
Oh.
No, I mean, listen, there's a lot of reasons that could be going on. I mean, especially I've noticed here with the start of the new year, our work ramps back up. Everything gets hectic. There's a lot of mismanaged conflict, according to what this therapist is saying, which I love that, mismanaged conflict. But love slumps are totally normal, and they don't have to be known in your relationship's coffin. They actually reveal vulnerabilities and opportunities to challenge yourself to devote more of your time and energies to each other. So if you feel like you're in a slump, this is an opportunity for you to reflect.
It's actually a good thing to be in a slump, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, you're in a vulnerable state. You can realize what you need, what your needs are, and then go at it that way.
Let's first define the slump, okay? Because a slump is someone who just isn't meeting that right person. That's the slump. A slump isn't someone who isn't turned on by dating right now because you're not even trying. A slump is someone who's got the apps, who's gone on plentyoffish.com, who just goes on dates and has realized that they just can't find Mrs. Right or Mr. Right. So that's the slump.
Mm-hmm. Some would say you just need a slump buster.
What's the longest you went? See, I picture you, Loren, as someone who always wanted a dude. Like, you didn't like being single.
No, I loved being single.
Really?
Yeah, but I, like, when I was single, I would date multiple people.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know.
Test drives.
Yeah, I guess so. Fun. But, like, I liked being, I'm so independent. I'm such an independent person. So I liked going to dinners and, like, hanging out with people, but I didn't like the, I don't want to say the commitment. That makes me sound like, I don't know, such a millennial. but I don't know. I just liked my own time and not having to answer to somebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Right. Lauren's so independent. She's got her own bank account.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, she's so independent.
She's so independent. I don't even know what her last name is. Sometimes it's her.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you? That's the one thing my husband cannot stand. Like, my Open Table account is still in my maiden name.
Yeah.
And we will go and he'll be like, oh, Strigger for a party of two. And they'll be like, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have a Strigger.
Yeah, I think even
so
your work stuff is in your maiden name. And like your legal name is your husband's.
I worked really hard in my career to build a career under Marola.
No.
And I don't want to have to.
No. Let me tell you what it is.
No.
Because you know what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Need therapy.
There's multiple reasons.
Let me pull back this layer, Loren. Okay, you're sitting there saying I built up this whole Marola character, but this whole business of Marola.
Yeah,
that's not true. You don't like it when men tell you what to do, and then because you've told me this. This is true. And you don't want to have to take his last name. You don't want to be forced into that.
I have Dallas's last name. I just don't use it.
Right. So. Exactly.
I love the way this conversation has turned.
I know.
The hell with the article.
It's so fascinating. Your two last names.
I know. But here's the thing. Like, there's multiple reasons that it took me a really long time to give up my maiden name. And even when I did that, I dropped my middle name and kept my maiden name and made it my middle name.
Right.
I lost my dad. I know. But yeah. I lost my dad when I was 19. My brother's probably not going to have kids. Like, I'm really attached to Marola because, like, I don't know. I feel like.
Right. But it's not that you built up.
It's the one thing I have left of my dad.
Yes. I get it. But it's not this, like, you do. She uses this excuse. I've heard her, because even when her husband's complained about it, she's like, well, I have a whole business with
Marola.
It's
my marketing plan.
Yeah. No.
It's a brand, but like it really is a brand that I've been building since I was 19.
No, okay, Haley Bieber Baldwin.
It's also a good exit strategy.
And why not go Strigger Marola?
Hyphenate.
I think he would have been more upset with me if I would have hyphenated it than just.
Really?
Yeah. Because now.
Amanda basically uses her maiden name as her middle name.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my sister does that too.
Well, but I typically go by it.
Look at my, let's say me and Sterling gets married. His last name's Johnson. My last name's Brown. You can't be a Brown Johnson because that means a Brown, you know. Johnson's used as another term for something else. So, like, we're going to have to flip that around.
Holy cow.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we're looking to hear from you guys. All of our phone lines are wide open right now. Let me double check. Yeah, wide open. Give us a call. Do you consider yourself in, like, a dating slump? Or I guess the better way to put it, Roy, when we were talking yesterday off the air about how we wanted to find out, like, who's hasn't been on a date in the longest period of time, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. And is it because you're turned off by the whole dating experience because of bad experiences?
Yeah.
704-570-9595. We're looking for the person who's in the biggest dating slump in the Carolinas.
Like, you haven't been on a date in a year? I don't know. Like, is that a dating slump?
I think I went like 3 or 4 months.
See, I think that's nothing compared to what we're going to hear.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I really do. I think we can hear from people who haven't been on a date in years. And again, like, we're not looking for the person who's going to call and say they're not dating because they're too busy. Because you're not really looking for it if you're too busy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, what we want to hear is you're so turned off by the dating scene, you haven't been on a date. You're just not trying it right now. You're going to take a 2-year hiatus.
Well, let me tell you how nuts this is. When I was dating, I did not like to go dating in the wintertime because I felt like when I had to wear a bunch of layers, it made me look bigger. And I didn't want to look any bigger than I already was, so I only wanted to date it when it was warm.
That's so funny. 704-570-9595. Give us a call. Who has the longest no date period?
We just got a text. It says it's been 5 years for me.
Wow.
I wonder why. Like, what would be the reason you wouldn't date somebody? Like, you just wouldn't date for 5 years.
That's why I want people to call in, because we have follow-up questions. Don't just text us.
704-570-9595. Let us know.
I'm thinking, too, the other thing might be more women are probably in the position of being in a, quote, dating slump than men. Because I think men are just going to, are just less picky.
Like, they'll just date anyone?
Yeah, like, maybe they're more accepting?
Yeah, and I could also see, like, if you are a divorced person, I could easily see why you would be in a big dating slump. You're
100%.
Like, been there, done that, I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Gavin in Mooresville. Welcome to the Mania Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? So what's your big dating slump? How long?
About 4 or 5 years.
So what transpires in your life that you decide you're not going to date for 4 or 5 years?
Well, pretty much when I was younger, I wasn't that good looking, I guess you would say. And now I guess I've gotten more attractive and girls want to talk to me more now, I guess. And I just haven't really gotten into that since then. And I've been doing other stuff with my life, like I've been trying to progress, I guess you would say.
Yeah, so here's Gavin, who hasn't dated in 4 or 5 years, but he's saying what he should be saying. Like, hey, I'm focused on my career right now. I'm focused on, you know, not on my dating life. And by the way, you said that you weren't so good looking at first. You feel like you got better looking. What celebrity would you say you look like now? Who do people tell you you look a little like?
Do y'all watch All American?
No. All-American.
Sure.
But tell me a name and I'll Google.
Jordan. Jordan from All-American, the quarterback.
Jordan from All-American, Roy, yes. The quarterback.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's attractive.
Yeah. He grew into that, huh?
Yeah. Very attractive.
Jeez, I wish I grew into Leo DiCaprio, but that didn't happen for old Manny.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Gavin. 704-570-9595. What's the longest dating slump out there? I don't know if you're going to be 4 or 5 years from Gavin anyway.
And though it did remind me of, you know, Oprah didn't want to get married because she was focused on her career.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really want to make a commitment because she was making a commitment to her career. And so Stebbins just kind of followed, was like, well, I'm going to go wherever. Well,
Stebbins following the scent of
money.
Of money.
Yeah. No, he loves her.
I'm sure he does.
Loves that bank account, too.
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure
kidding.
Oprah has Stedman on a short spending leash. 704 said, I'm at work, so I can't call, but I stopped dating for 4 years to get my life in order, career, health, not dealing with creeps. And now I'm out and ready for my husband.
Ooh.
Wow.
980 texted in and said 7 years because of a divorce. Not sure where to start. I can see that. Like, even if you were, you know, even if you want to get back into the dating game, I think if you've been out for so long, like, dating has changed so much for this person in 7 years. Now everything is digital. Everyone online dates and dates through apps. And, like,
Yeah.
You don't know where to start.
Imagine someone coming out of prison who's been in for 15 years.
You just discovered Tinder and Insta.
Yep, about to get on my MySpace page, log on, yeah. get on AOL, yeah, see what's going on in the world.
Got bad news for you.
By the way, message on AIM's been on ever since. You gotta change it. Like, bro, get log in.
843 said 15 years for me.
15 years.
Man.
All right, let's talk with Carolyn in Lenore. Hey, Carolyn, what's your longest dating slump?
Well, it's been a little
Oh, boy. We can't hear you, Carolyn.
It has 7 years for Carolyn. 7 years. Hmm. Dating slump. And who needs a guy anyway, right, Carolyn? Or Gavin? Who needs a girl?
Right.
You can get through life without a significant other or a partner.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of fun just by myself.
Yeah.
If I could just find some, if you know, luckily you find someone who you can enjoy it with, you know.
Right. Yeah, I said the same thing. I said if I didn't meet Amanda, I would have been okay, you know, just not having kids. But I met Amanda, fell in love with my wife, and we decided to have a family together.
Yeah.
Were you that way, Lorraine? Miss Marola?
You want to go back to that?
Yeah. All right. You know what today is, everybody?
What?
Today is National Hugging Day.
Oh, well, you know, no one's hugged me this morning.
No, we can change that. Our intern, Nick, just joined us, and he's eager to become a part of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
He's waving at the cameras.
So Nick's going to come in here, and we've tasked him with an idea. He's got to collect hugs.
Okay.
We'll tell you about that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. It is National Hugging Day.
Aww.
Yeah, so today's the day that if you want to give someone a bear hug or a heart-to-heart hug or a cheek hug. Today's the day to do a cheek hug where you hug them and you cheek to cheek.
Oh, okay.
Doctors recommend a minimum of 4 to 6 hugs per day for emotional and physiological well-being.
Four to six? That's a lot.
I probably at least do 1 or 2 a day.
You do?
Yeah, every day.
You hug Sterling every day, goodbye and hello?
Yeah. I think, well, for sure, at least 1, but maybe 2.
Jeez.
Depends on what we do. what type of hugging we're doing.
I definitely give my son that many hugs, if not more, but I don't think anybody ever hugs me.
Oh.
Like, I really don't.
I know. I don't feel like I get that many hugs.
Do you hug your wife, Amanda?
Not when she comes home from work. She's typically, like, annoyed from traffic, and the house is a mess.
Oh, one of the first things I do is hug Sterling when he comes in.
That's very nice.
Our therapist, our marriage counselor and therapist says that we need to do that. Like, the kids need to see us kiss or hug when she gets home from work. But, like, it's hard. She's been in traffic, and I'm making dinner and trying to keep the kids, you know, from making a mess of the house.
See, I think it's a good, when all that stress is built up, it's a good, just kind of relaxing,
100%.
Oh, I'm home, and then you just hug.
100%.
Aw, I feel bad for you, too.
See, now you know why I don't want to change my last name.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
He's not hugging you.
I'm totally kidding.
4 to 6 hugs a day.
That's a lot.
That's what it says.
I'll take 1 to 2.
We got a real new cool intern. His name is Nick, and he's here. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Now, ironically, Nick, there was another guy named Nick.
Oh.
And he broke the record for the most hugs given in 1 hour because he hugged over 1,700 people at an expo center.
That's too much kindness.
That's too much kindness. Now, of course, we would never be able to match that with you, Nick.
No.
However, we thought it'd be a good idea if you, since people need to give 4 to 6 hugs per day, maybe you could offer hugs to people.
Yeah, why not?
So he did how many hugs? 1,700?
It's 1,749 hugs.
If we started 8:30 and went to 9:30, this is actually a really good prime time for this hallway right here by the studio. People are starting to come in. You want to set for like 20 hugs?
Oh, you think he's going to get 20?
Oh, you
no,
come I don't way think down.
He's gonna get, yeah, way down.
We're not trying to set him up for failure.
Let's understand a few things.
Yeah, yeah, like 1 hug.
No offense to you, Nick.
No, none taken.
No one knows you.
Nope.
You have a big beard.
Yep.
Looks very presidential.
I'm a tall fellow.
Yeah, right. And so you kind of look like Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
And so if we have Abraham Lincoln just wandering our halls hugging people, that's going to freak people out.
Yeah.
I think he could barely get no more than, like, less than 10.
Okay.
Oh, I'll give him 10.
Let's do 10 as a number. Okay. Fine. Okay. Roy doesn't think we're going to get it. Me and Lorraine think you'll get 10 hugs. Now, here's what we'll do. Producer Nicole is going to get the wireless microphone. She'll be outside giving us the play-by-play. And the cool thing is she'll be like, okay, here comes Alexa from sales. And then we'll in here go, oh, she's a hugger. You'll totally get a hug from Alexa, guaranteed. And then what are you going to say?
Hey, you want a hug?
Let's work on your delivery
a
little bit.
I don't get a lot of hugs, so I don't.
I think you need, so that it doesn't come off creepy, you need to deliver the fact that it's National Hug Day first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then say, would you like a hug?
Now, don't tell people it's a radio bit. I think you just need to offer your services. Because I also think if you say, well, hey, we're doing a radio bit, then everybody's going to then want to hug you.
I'm Nick. I'm trying, the new intern. I'm trying to get 10 hugs for the radio.
Don't do that, because then they're going to feel bad for you. Just go there. Hey, it's National Hugging Day. Would you like a hug?
Or can I get a hug?
No, don't say, can I get a hug?
Would you like a hug? You're offering a hug rather than requesting a hug.
Right. I love what you're doing.
And if they say no, don't be creepy. You just move on.
Cry in a corner.
Yeah.
you can shout something to them like, I hope your computer doesn't start.
No.
May the printer jam all your printing out today.
If I yell something, it won't be radio friendly.
Don't do that.
I can't. I'm not doing that.
I'm joking. All right. 828 said, hey, here's a virtual hug to get you started.
Aww.
Perfect. Okay. Well, when we come back, enter Nick, but his first radio bit here. You're going to be offering hugs on National Hug Day. I don't think you're going to be able to get 10. Don't think you can do it.
I think
you're going to creep a lot of people out.
Yep.
I think that you, here's how I envision it. You're going to say, hey, it's National Hug Day. Do you want a hug? And they're going to awkwardly say no and continue walking. I think that's the majority of the employees here.
Thanks. I'm on my way to a meeting.
Yep. Why don't you start by giving Loren a hug? Let's just start with one.
Yeah, I don't give many hugs. I'll take a hug.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start.
Oh, God. Look how awkward he is. Oh, Nick. There you go. Good hug.
Now, Loren.
Yes.
That's the only one I'm getting.
How was the hug? Was it bony?
No. I was gonna say someone hugs me, they're gonna, it's, I'm fragile, I'm a string bean, be like hugging a bamboo tree. You're not gonna like it.
That was a good hug. Don't hold on too tight or too long.
Did you get brushed by his beard?
Yeah, did you like that?
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. That's the other thing.
All right, bud.
The beard's gonna be in your way.
Pony up. We'll be back on the radio in less than 10 minutes to see how many hugs. In fact, we're gonna see if Nick could get 10 hugs right here in the hallway at Beasley Media Group on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's National Hug Day. And on National Hug Day, doctors recommend that you get 4 to 6 hugs per day for emotional well-being. We found out that the majority of the people in this studio don't do that. And I bet the average person doesn't get that many hugs. So in order to fix that, we have our new intern, Nick. He's a tall fellow, and he has a big beard, very Abraham Lincoln-looking type beard. And
yeah, not Duck Dynasty, more Abe Lincoln.
More, it's shaped. Yeah, it's shaped up. And on National Hug Day, our office is open here at 8:30, so a lot of people are still trying to pour into the office. And so he's going to offer a hug on National Hug Day. Now, I don't think he can get over 10 hugs.
Oh, hey, I think he can get 10.
Producer Nicole is outside with the wireless microphone outside in our hallway there. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Okay, so what's the traffic like?
Well, we have two very suspicious people walking our way.
Oh, boy.
Suspicious looking, or they think you're suspicious?
Hold on, it's happening.
Oh.
And I was wondering if any of you two like to get a hug from me.
Oh, he got his first hug.
Oh, good.
Oh, he got his second hug.
Wow. Look at that. Rob went in for the hug. I did not think
he
had.
He should have 4 to 6 hugs a day.
As many as possible.
We're aiming for 10.
What did Vicky say?
You got to be good and happy, I think.
He said you're going to be good and happy today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I thought for sure our coworker Rob was going to say no.
Thanks, man. I'll pass.
Hey, Nicole, were those sympathy hugs?
Yeah, for sure, right?
Rob's was 100%.
Yeah, right? Because the other person did it, so he felt like he had to do it. Otherwise, he looked like
plus, there's a camera.
And Rob volunteered our saleswoman, Vicky.
I heard that. He goes, yeah, sure, Vicky will hug you.
That's a good move. That's a good move. You know, you do, I guess when there's a camera on you, I guess you do feel compelled to hug. I didn't even think about that.
I know.
Is there any way we can hide the cam?
We're getting
and,
video
like,
of this.
We don't have just a camera. We have a life-size tripod out here.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing to see here, people.
Like a 5-camera shoot. Any other traffic?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
But what, are you going to let him hug you for 3 or?
Do I have to?
No, no, you don't have to. No, you don't have to. No.
So do you? Do you want a hug?
Well, we're going to sit at two right now.
Are you not a hugger, Nicole? Do you not like to be hugged?
Yeah, you're not a hugger. Not at all. I don't think I've ever seen anyone hug you.
Is Power on the air? Power 98 or Phil?
Yeah, they're on the air right now.
On the air. What about Mel?
They're both on the air.
Dang.
Nicole's like a, I don't know. I feel like Nicole's like a one-armer.
Yeah.
When she hugs.
100% over the arm, like side. Yeah. Side hug.
You'd rather be doing anything else than getting a hug.
You're such a non-hugger. I feel awkward when I have hugged you. I was like, this doesn't feel right.
No. And to the point where when we say bye, I see you hug other people and I back up.
Right. I noticed that.
By the way, leave it to us. This hallway is constantly busy between 8:30 and 8:45. An influx of people coming in and out.
They probably had an all-staff meeting about how they're canceling our show.
I was going to say, people are avoiding us. They're walking around the long way to get to their desk.
Hey, guys, the main one, they're in. They've had their run.
What's the reason why we're letting them go? Ridiculous segments?
here, turn up the radio. See how stupid it is? They didn't even plan to make sure there was going to be staff in the hallway.
Well, that kind of makes it more real. I mean, we're not going to tell people to, hey, be prepared. We're going to you're going to get a hug.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Nicole, I guess what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial on the radio, and we'll just come back. We'll check back in with you.
Because we're trying to get, 10 within the neck by 9:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to make it.
Well, he's already at. Are we counting the Lorenz hug?
No.
Why?
Okay.
No,
it's a warm up.
Okay.
And he's got.
He's at two.
Yeah, he's.
Someone's coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Two people.
Oh, good. I
put the microphone by him so we can hear him, too.
I think she's trying to hide.
I am trying to hide.
Right, turn the music down.
Today is
they're walking away.
National Hug Day, and I was going to see or offer any of you two a hug for today. Yeah?
They said
doctors
yes?
Doctors say you should have 4 to 6 hugs a day for optimal health.
That's another one.
Did he get two or just one?
Two. Oh, he got two.
Or four.
Nice. And by the way, it looked like those two are just ready to blow past.
I know. Like, they did not stop. They got almost halfway down the hallway before they stopped.
All right, we're at 4. We'll see if we can get to 10 live on the radio in less than 5 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
National Hugging Day. Doctors recommend 4 to 6 hugs per day. And I don't think anybody gets that, so we're trying to get some hugs here at the radio station. We have intern Nick, and he's been in the hallway trying to get hugs from our coworkers.
It's only his second week interning here, so he's not even a familiar face.
No, people have no clue who this guy is. Plus, he has a big beard. He's tall. He's, you know, all the characteristics of someone you would question before you hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not just running into his arms so fast.
That's so funny. So the hallway traffic kind of died out a little bit. So, Roy, your suggestion was
to go to the other studios. So they're right now outside of K104.7. It's one of our neighbors here. And they're going to try to talk to the Phil and Mel Morning Show. I don't think they're going to be up for it.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring up Nicole's microphone.
Hello. Hello, Phil and Mel. Our intern, this is Nick. He's got a question for you.
So today is a big day. It is National Hug Day, and I was wondering if any of you would like a hug today.
No. we're weird about just random people touching us. Well, I am, at least. I don't really like people, so that could be it.
No offense.
Welcome, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm sure there are tons of people, though, that would love to hug you.
Oh, big no.
Much luck with your
question. Is that a hard no from both of them?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
How'd that go?
Had the opportunity to get 6, and we are still at 4.
They both said no, huh?
Yeah, Phil has the flu now, and...
Ooh, that's a good excuse.
No. Phil's got the flu? What an excuse.
Now, is there anybody else in the hallway that you could try to get another hug?
No one in the hallway. Should we walk into Power?
Is Power 98 on the air? If not, walk in their studio. And try to get the microphone close to them, because we had a hard time hearing.
Okay.
Great, they're walking in
the studio.
Power 98, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Hello. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Good morning. Yeah, this is our new intern, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
How y'all doing this morning?
Wow, Why is our studio static?
Uh-oh.
Well, he's a white boy. Of course his name's Nick. He's for you.
Oh, no.
It's a big day. It's National Hug Day, and I wanted to see if any of you would like a hug. Okay.
I can't tell. He's cutting in and out.
I learned there is a correct way to hug people. You're supposed to put, what side? Your heart is on your left side, right? So you're supposed to put.
It's turning into an educational thing in there.
Seriously.
Okay, now.
Also, somebody needs to check that studio for radiation.
Okay, so your hearts are supposed to touch. That's the way that you're supposed to.
Yeah, radio's leaking. That radio studio's leaking.
Is Miss Jessica hugging him?
Well, we came in here for a hug, but we got a lesson.
Did she give him a hug?
Like a hug?
I would assume there was a demonstration.
Larry, go ahead. Go get a hug.
You're not going to hurt my feelings if you're saying that.
I can't hear anything. Is she even with the microphone near him?
Burp, you're not going to get a hug?
Jessica's yelling, Burp, you're not going to hug him? Larry, give him a hug.
I got a hug.
All right. So how many did he get in that studio?
How many did you get?
Two.
Six.
Total. Six total.
Okay.
We're trying to get 10. Come on, Larry.
All right, get out of there. Go back to the hallway.
Now,
tell them we said thank you.
Fighting.
All right. and by the way, it's not like their studio is in a different country.
Next door.
No, that studio is leaking something. There's too much radio equipment, and there's something. There's.
Let's go live now to the Power 98 studio.
Something's not hooked up right.
I heard Russians talking at one point coming into our.
Do you know who had a better microphone? The guy who landed on the moon for the first time, Neil Armstrong. I heard it's a small step for a man, way better than what's going on over at Power 98.
Mankind.
Ah, that was beautiful.
He only got six hugs, though.
Yeah.
I told you. It's hard, man. It's hard to convince people to hug you.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I can't figure out the hallway traffic. Well, it's dead out there right now.
People also don't want to be touched. They don't want to be hugged.
I love Mel's answer.
She's like, no, I don't know you.
I
ain't a hugger.
I wonder if Mel from Phil and Mel would help a stranger on the street if they'd fallen.
I think so, yeah.
I've only hugged Mel once out of the year she's been here.
I think she just doesn't like people in her personal space.
Yeah, I can see that. A lot of people don't. All right, our intern seems to have failed his task of getting 10 hugs. He only got 6. But 6 people have a better day today, and we got a lesson on hugging.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny, Roy, and Larry Morning Show.
One thing failed today. Our intern did not get 10 hugs.
I knew it.
I feel bad for him. He only got 6. He tried too, man.
And so we would have kept going. Like somebody sent a text message and said, "Well, let them keep going," because that other person got 1,700 hugs in an hour, which is the world record. The thing is, A, he's got things to do that require him to go back and do more internship learning, and B, it's like he asked almost 12 people,
and they gave him a solid no.
Well, he could have always tried to just seduce someone in 4 words. That was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, is that what we're doing on Thursday with him?
Oh, that's our next thing?
I don't know. What do you got?
No, it was trending, and people were saying, like, try to seduce someone in 4 words. So people were saying, do you want Domino's? I'm registered to vote.
Yeah.
I washed the dishes.
Ooh, I say that.
Yeah, you should write that one down, Manny.
I do. I already used that one for Amanda.
I think this one would get me large garlic cheese fries. That would get me.
Okay.
I'm not on Facebook. That'd almost be a turn off for me. I'd be like, what are you hiding?
That might be a turn on for some people.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
I'm trying to think of any words I would use.
You couldn't handle it.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
I have follow-up questions.
I have good credit.
That's a good one.
Yep. These are the 4 words you could use to seduce someone. Let's see.
Are there some you can't say on the radio?
I'll bring
the Trulies. That's the one I'll do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you want bagels? Is that code for something?
I think it is.
Is it?
No.
It's not?
No, that would...
People like bagels that much? So that would seduce them?
Oh, you're from up north.
I do bagels almost every weekend. I go and make a run.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
And invoice received, payment processed.
That's illegal. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Paying bills, maybe?
Maybe.
Hopefully it's not paying for services.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Yeah. Good work, yeah.
That's four words, right?
Yeah.
That's too many words. I like This Is Us. Too many words.
I like international vacations.
No, that would turn people off because they have to pay. They would have to pick up your bill.
No, listen, both pay your own way.
Yeah, well, that's still.
Will.
I'll pay for your international vacation. That's different.
You ready for this? We'll share travel points.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Listen to you two. You're ready to strip for me.
I know. How many points you got? I'll take off my pants right now.
What would seduce you in four words, Roy?
In four words, what would seduce me? I don't know. Probably the travel points. If we don't have to pay for something, we get freebies. I'm right. All in on that. You know?
Here's Roy's. Hold on. I have unlimited wine.
Oh, I do love wine.
Right?
Are you writing them down?
I have to write down to make sure they're four words.
Can't you just count on your fingers?
Loren, don't let a creative person not be creative.
Okay.
Yeah, unlimited wine would make me strip. Pretty quickly. I'm like, pour that bottle now, sir.
What's another good one for Loren?
The fries were good for me. I love French fries.
Yeah, the fries are good. Zero res on speed dial.
Yeah.
Or want a Range Rover. That's a fancy car.
No, you know what? I don't want a Range Rover. I'm too bad of a driver. It's a lot of liability for me.
Is Peloton one word or two?
One.
Just bought Peloton. Meet me on Peloton.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
How to seduce you in four words. Mine was, I'll bring unlimited wine.
I have unlimited wine.
I have unlimited wine.
Also, you liked, we'll share travel points.
Ooh. That's
yeah. A good one too. That's a really good one.
Loren, somebody sent one for you, which I love. Brad Pitt is here.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
So many funny text messages are coming in.
This one says, I pay child support. That's good.
Would you like tacos? Everyone loves tacos.
I'm a good cook. I brought the weed. Here's one for you, producer Nicole. Four words to seduce producer Nicole.
Ooh, this would do it for you, Nicole.
Let's get another dog.
Yep. Replace get with rescue, and she'd be all in.
Yep.
Ooh, that's big for me, too. Like, I love going out for dinner. Like, if I could go out for dinner 7 nights a week to a different restaurant,
yeah,
I love that.
Really?
Like, let's go out for dinner.
I agree. You don't have to do dishes. You can just try really good foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so dang expensive.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they said I have baby fever.
Oh, you think that's a turn on?
For somebody who's ready to have a baby.
Yeah.
First ever time clock's a ticking.
Don't forget, the seduction thing doesn't have to be with somebody who you're just meeting. It can be with your spouse.
That's fair. Yeah, that's right? Fair. Yeah.
It's pretty basically, yep, I am a millionaire. That would get people going.
I have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
There's more than one way to listen live to the MRL Morning Show. Download the Kiss 95.1 app to stream us. Or hear what you missed with our daily podcast. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.